A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a WWE star who's been missing for a while posts a cryptic return message. Could he be wrestling at WrestleMania 37?
Karrion Kross addresses his critics.
Randy Orton versus Soulja Boy gets weird.
And Bayley addresses accusations of a past relationship with Finn Balor. I'm Adam Wilborn in my spotty living room.
And I'm Andy Murray in my wallpapered living room.
And this is the news.
Okay, let's kick things off by talking about a guy we never talk about on this channel in the year of our Lord 2021. Haven't mentioned him at all lately. Aleister Black. He has hit Instagram in his first post in many a month. Look at this picture. Look at this picture. It's very serious, brooding. He's deep in contemplation. He's thinking hard, is Aleister Black. Thinking as hard as he kicks people in the head. And it was accompanied by the following caption. Let us sit face to face soon. I will have many stories to tell, all of them in full colour. Now, the timing of this is quite interesting because the day before Aleister Black posted this, Buddy Murphy, or Murphy, tweeted the following. Want to steal the show at WrestleMania 37, Aleister? Winky face. So maybe there's something going on there, or maybe it's just a case of Murphy shooting his shot at WrestleMania season, wanting to put on a banger mid-card match. It'd be a great match. I'd like to see that. Black has obviously been off WWE television since October 2020. I won't run through all the gritty details. We've done that like 3 times over the past week. But I would like to see him come back, for sure. I hope that's what this is. I hope this is a sign that he's going to be back on our screens in some capacity soon, because he's too talented to sit on a shelf and just gather dust. It kind of sucks that he's not on TV, and I want to see him back.
Yeah, exactly. I was just glancing at Sidgwick's 10 picks for the bizarre push after WrestleMania, because that always sort of happens. And you just sat there going, I love you, Tucker, but why would you get a push ahead of Aleister Sodding Black? Absolutely. And in terms of, like, just a match they've thrown on there, a bit, let's be honest, a bit like Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, the story of which is flimsy to say the least.
Yeah.
You know, regardless, on the night, it'll be mint. Like, I think WrestleMania is shaping up to be a brilliant two-night spectacular. Like, the matches they've put on, a lot of them are contenders for match of the night, without question. And like you say, if you have him versus Murphy, who's seemingly not doing anything except just regressing back to being mates with Seth Rollins, why not? I'd rather that than they were just hoyed into the bloody Andre the Giant thing. But let's hope it's more than just him coming back to have a one-off match at WrestleMania. Let's hope, Andy, this is him coming back properly and getting a sodding push.
That would be very nice indeed, wouldn't it?
Please, God. Right, let's move on and talk about Karrion Kross, who's done amazing things, of course, in NXT, as I press my thing that says my phone is running out of battery, so I'm going to hurry this story up. he's obviously been NXT champion after dropping because of injury, and he's responded to anyone who's been sort of critical of the fact he's been pushed, in the words of one of my favourite wrestlers, to the moon a little bit too quickly. He was chatting to DAZN's Stephen Muhlenhausen. Muhlenhausen? Yeah, I think I've got that. I've been practicing that this morning. And said this. For starters, I don't pay any attention to that being his critics. But for the sake of entertaining the notion, first of all, it's on my mind. I approach it from two different things, two different ways. Number one, everybody wants to see you do well until they feel like you're doing better than they'd like you to do. That's life in general. Yeah, spot on with that, to be honest. On that notion, people always say they want change. People like to see change and all things right. But they want to see change on their terms. Too bad. look at it like this. This is a success story if you really think about it. If you remove me from it and just look at a person, not Karrion Kross, a person coming in and finding success like this, this can happen to other people. It's a very convoluted way of him saying it, Andy, but I think he's spot on. I think you can't say, oh, I wish more people would get really pushed and really given that elevation. And then when someone gets that, who is talented, clearly, go, oh, bloody hell, I can't be. Not like that, not this guy. It's like, what do you want here, Andy?
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I didn't really see a lot of kickback to the early Karrion Kross push. And like, well, and now that he's come back, well, he didn't lose the NXT title. He had to give it up through injury. So I think it makes perfect sense to throw him back in that situation really early. I think, like, there are lots of ways to do things in professional wrestling. And it's a great story when someone works their way up slowly and grafts and grinds and everything else. But sometimes the right thing to do is to just push a monster to the goddamn moon. And, like, in this situation, I would have said that that's the right thing to do. Fair play to Karrion Kross. I would have probably said, lol, shut up, dorks. but, yes, I'm with him 100%. Let's talk about Soulja Boy and Randy Orton, because is still going on. Just in case you didn't know, that is still a thing. That is still a feud that is happening on social media. So I'm not going to quote these tweets because they have some choice language in them. But Soulja Boy seems to have started this again. He called Randy Orton Randy Organ, which is okay. He says, WWE is scared of me, using me for ratings, yada, yada, yada. They're fake. I will slap the S word out of Randy Organ live. Randy Orton quote tweeted this, saying, my appendage is taller than you, in slightly different words.
Good edit, Andy.
It weighs more than you, too. So it's a very girthy appendage, apparently. Go to bed, you infant. Choke on your keyboard. Wow. and Soulja Boy throws some more insults at him. Hey, he says he wears thongs or something. I have no idea what the hell's going on. Is this a work? Or is Soulja Boy going to be in a Firefly Funhouse match at WrestleMania? Is he going to show up if they do that gimmick with The Fiend? Either way, I think I would rather see Randy Orton versus The Fiend. I would think that would be ridiculous and stupid and dumb and kind of fun. Adam Wilborn, what do you think of this feud, and when will it end?
I feel very guilty because I, for one, was like, when Pat McAfee had that feud in NXT, I was like, yes, celebrities in wrestling, this is great. And now it's gone far too far. Look, I'm excited for Bad Bunny versus The Miz at WrestleMania. We've got bloody Logan Paul on SmackDown this week. Is he going to appear at WrestleMania as well, did I hear? Or did I just dream that?
One of the Pauls.
It won't be Jake. It better not be Jake. Jesus
might be
Christ. but yeah, this is just preposterous. Stop all this now. Guys, kiss and make up, preferably, considering it's Soulja Boy, kiss him through the phone, Randy Orton.
Very nice.
That is a deep pull from Soulja Boy's back catalogue, which I can't believe I remembered. Anyway, let's move on and talk more about wrestlers, perhaps. Bayley and Finn Balor, there was rumours ages ago, or accusations of a relationship going on there. And Bayley recently appeared on the brilliant Oral Sessions podcast, presented even by Renee Paquette. It's one of the best podcasts out there that isn't ours. There's some really interesting stuff she talks about it. Go and check out the brilliant article covering what happened, which was written by, I believe, Andy Murray, who should be situated here. He has written all about what she says, but just specifically about that relationship with Finn Balor and when she started teaming up with him and doing his entrance and blah, blah, blah. She said, I think people liked it because it was such different characters. He was the demon and teaming us together was insane. And one time I got in trouble with this in my past relationship. One assumes that's the one with Aaron Solo. We took a picture with his parents and people were like, oh my God, are they really together? We obviously aren't married. He's married to a beautiful woman. He seems so happy. That was so much fun. We had so much fun with each other. Nothing happened, Andy. Move on.
Yeah, yeah. TMZ culture here on the wrestling news. We got this. We got Soulja Boy and Randy Orton sending tweets at each other. We got Aleister Black on Instagram. Look, we're only a few videos away, I'm sure, from going full TMZ. I've already used that gag. Jesus Christ. No,
TMZ is the one who just like accosts celebrities on the street, isn't it? Because later on today we're going to get Gangrel's opinion on that whole Suez Canal bollocks. We'll sort it all out this afternoon. Do not worry about that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go and hang out outside Pac's house because he lives here in Newcastle and get his opinion on the vaccination rate in the United Kingdom, which passed 30 million yesterday, by
get
the way.
In.
Keep going.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, we're going to get to this. First question today comes from Biggest Joe, who says, morning, guys. Morning, Joe. As it's 20 years since the end of WCW, RIP, are you surprised WWE haven't done a celebratory show or utilised the back catalogue they've got? I'd have loved a one-off show or short-lived relaunch without Vince's input. No specific that. see where Triple H and HBK take it. Yeah. Me and Hamlet did a podcast on the death of WCW Nitro over the weekend, which is well worth checking out. But yeah, 20 years, Andy. God, I'm old.
Yeah. 20 years gone. 20 years gone. It's a long, long time. So I have some pretty thoughts that other people, you know, might not agree with on this. But I would hate WWE to do a WCW tribute show because I don't think the people in charge of WWE can be trusted to do a good job. Mm. That's not from a creative standpoint or a booking standpoint or anything else. It's just that Vince has always, you know, used every opportunity to kind of rub everyone's face in the fact that he won. Like, the entire invasion was about that. As recently as the WrestleMania match between Triple H and Sting, that again was all about showing he'd won a war like 14 years prior with the NWO and DX and everyone coming out. It was ridiculous. It was a fun car crash of a match, don't get me wrong, but the overall message was like, haha, I won. And because Triple H was in that match, he is complicit in that to me, so I don't think removing Vince from the equation would do that. The second problem with like a WCW reunion or tribute run is that 20 years ago, so the guys who were on the last WWE shows who were 25 are now 45. It would be very, very difficult to pull that off with any... Like someone like Scott Steiner, who has been on the record as calling Stephanie McMahon a see you next Tuesday, is probably not going to be involved. Yeah. Sting's in AEW. There's simply too many problems, unfortunately. I love WCW. It's one of my favorite promotions of all time for the good stuff and the bad stuff, Judy Bagwell. But in WWE's hands, I just don't see that going well, unfortunately.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Andy. Like, I love to see a Nitro-themed episode of Monday Night Raw. They probably wouldn't do it right now anyway, just because what's the sodding point? No one's going to be there. Yeah. Like, just keep doing what you're doing. Maybe they are going to do it. Maybe next year they'll do the 21st birthday of the death of WCW. Who knows? I'd like to see it, but for all the reasons you pointed out there, Andy, yeah, it's not going to happen. But maybe one day. Right, let's move on to the second question. Steve Smith says, hi guys, with all the title matches announced so far for WrestleMania, to me it looks like they're all going to change hands. Yeah, I think we're all in agreement here, Steve. Is there anybody you think is guaranteed to retain their title?
I don't think there's anyone that's guaranteed, and that is quite exciting, really, because, you know, everything's kind of in doubt. So I don't think there's anyone I could point to and go, you are definitely going to retain. However, if there was one title match where I think the champions will retain, it would be the New Day versus AJ Styles and Omos. I don't know. I don't have a particularly good reason for this. I just don't see them strapping Omos with a belt that soon. But they did put these tag team titles on a 12-year-old child once. So, you know, nothing is out of the question at all. But yeah, those are the least likely to change hands, I think.
Yeah, I mean, arguably you could say, I don't think the United States Championship match has been booked aside from in my head between Riddle and Sheamus. So maybe that one. The women's tag titles, why would they take them off Nia and Shayna at WrestleMania? But it's all tag related. Like, the first one I thought of, Andy, yeah, was the Raw tag titles. If not them, maybe the SmackDown tag titles. I hope they're going to do some mad multi-man ladder match, and maybe they just keep it on the Dirty Dogs so they can get another match out of the Dirty Dogs versus the Street Profits, because we all know it's eventually going to go back around the waist of the Street Profits, as it should. But I believe, and I've not really had a chance to say this, that Ziggler and Rude deserve a lot of credit. I think they've been doing some great stuff on SmackDown, so maybe they will retain. But like you say, IC title, I love him, but I think Apollo has to win over Big E. World titles across the board probably going to change hands. Even Roman Reigns. Interesting, that one. All right, Silver Blade gives us our final question of the day. Love this question, Andy. Bit out there, though. If Jurassic Express were to break up for some reason, how would you guys feel about David Arquette coming into AEW to manage Jungle Boy based off their relationship from his documentary? That's You Cannot Kill David Arquette. It's brilliant. Go and watch it.
Yeah,
plus his WCW background. Arquette managing Jungle Boy. What do you reckon, Andy?
I thought AEW should have brought David Arquette in for the banter when Cody was doing his weekly TNT title defenses against random opponents. I thought that would have been a lot of fun. You're treading a dangerous line. I love David Arquette, and I think that documentary was tremendous. Yeah. And I put none of the blame for what happened with him in the WCW title on him. But you're playing a dangerous game if you bring in David Arquette in certain situations because of the biases that people have against him for holding the WCW title. So I would definitely be in favor for him making a banter appearance here and there, but maybe not as a permanent manager.
No, and specifically not. I like the idea and I get the connection, obviously, with Jungle Boy.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like Jungle Boy is, in the next year or two, going to be in the world title picture, and deservedly so. And I don't know, I feel like this is just confused. Muddy the waters a little bit, that's the best.
Yeah, weird optics.
Let's move on to today's and finally, and a bit of Monday motivation for you from referee Aubrey Edwards from AEW.
I saw that.
She tweeted overnight, "It was super hard to get motivated to get out of bed and work out this morning. We've all been there, I'm sure. I'd never work out ever, as you can probably tell." And then she tweeted, "Then I remembered Tully Blanchard was knocking out 500 squats in the gym this week like it was nothing, so I sucked it up. Find your motivation. Do the work. If Aubrey can do it, if bloody Tully can do it, you can go out and do it. Have a great Monday, Andy."
Yeah, but a reminder that Tully Blanchard is 67 years old and still goes harder than all of us combined. Respect.
Damn. Yes. Much love to him and to Aubrey and to anyone who needs a bit of motivation today. There you go. Let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, myself and the Dandy Boys sitting down to preview the penultimate Raw before WrestleMania a little bit later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, you can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for Happy Birthday Michael Hayes, King of the Fanny Pack.
Oh, yes. Hope he gets a new one. Happy birthday, Michael. Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.